The Senses, age 5. When I was 5, I lived in a convent in northern Brittany. The house was huge and about 200 years old. It was a grey stone building with 3 wings. The outside walls were covered in wisteria, so old that the branches were thick and twisted and rampant, and in the summer the fragrant blue flowers hung in great bunches everywhere. Inside there were long dark corridors with dark brown, highly polished floorboards and many rooms coming off them. The staircases were wide with shallow wooden steps, equally well polished, so it was very easy for a small child to slip on them. I remember the nun whose job it was to polish the floors, in her long black skirt, one foot on the polisher, the other firmly planted on the floor, moving rhythmically back and forth across the surface. It was a hypnotic motion. I remember the nun who looked after me. Her name was Yvonne, and she worked in the kitchen. She was a young, fresh-faced, apple-cheeked Breton girl. I loved to be with her in the kitchen. I liked the smells, the roasting meat, steaming vegetables, and the puddings baking in the oven. I would sit on the floor for hours watching her work. Sometimes she would set me in a corner with a little bit of flour and fat and water and a small rolling pin, and I would play at making pastry. Her dark hair would begin to straggle from under her veil and stick in wisps on her flushed face, and as she pushed it back with her hands which were covered in flour, bits of flour began to cling to her face. I remember the sound of the nuns singing in the chapel, pure and clear, the swish of their long skirts as they walked around. I remember Françoise sweeping the garden paths with her besom broom. I remember the bell being rung to summon everyone to meals, a loud clanging sound. And I remember the cheerful sound of the church bells on a Sunday. I remember the sound of the sea when the tide was coming in, like a hiss followed by a long sigh. I remember the touch of the yellow sand, smooth and silky, as it dribbled through my fingers, and the wet sand as I was making sandcastles. I remember the sea, which was cold at first when I stepped into it, the feel of the rocks under my feet and the hard, spiky shells which clung to them, the feel of the thick seaweed as I pulled my hands through the pools of water, and the feel of the springy grass as I chased after butterflies, and the hard stone floors in the convent. My favourite food was the ice cream, which was made on the premises, in what would now be a very old-fashioned machine. It was rich and creamy, and was always served in shell-shaped glass dishes. I also loved the petit suisse, so smooth and white and round, wrapped in their little bits of paper, which I would carefully unwind and then sprinkle with white sugar. The place was full of smells. Down below in the cellars, the apples were stored, and the old cider press was there to make the cider. I loved the sour, yeasty smell of the fermenting apples. Joseph the gardener was often working here. He would smile at me in his kindly way and pick me up and twirl me around, and I would laugh and squirm. I think he was the only male to live on the premises. and I was the only child. Where was my mother? She was away. She was working in St. Marlowe at the tea room run by a Scotswoman called the Scotch Tea Rooms. Her name was Miss Tuckey.